Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. We're part of the Fight Life Peace Network over to FLFNetwork.com. Put an HGBT in a memo field, get a sweet 15-ounce mug like the one I'm drinking my green tea from right here, and you get tons of other great benefits. Don't forget to be joining our conference that's happening later this year. You can find all that information out on FLFNetwork.com. If you want to share the show, I'd really appreciate it. Subscribe on our YouTube channel. I really appreciate that as well. Thank you for everybody who's listening and supporting the show. It's such a blessing. Today, we're going to talk about the problem America has. America does not have a racist problem. America has a liberal problem. Isn't it funny that a majority of the chaos, a majority of the injustices, and some of them are injustices, the majority of oppression, the majority of poverty is in liberal cities, liberal states. We don't have a racist problem. We have a liberal problem. We have a progressive big government problem. And I want to talk about that today. Before we do, I want to talk to you about Kingsman Grooming Pros. They're a sponsor of ours. You can go over to KingsmanGroomingPros.com. They have products for shaving cream, pre-shave, aftershave, all that stuff. Really great stuff. Put in the code HGBT and get 10% off your order. Go support them, Christian company. Fantastic products. Every single person who's reached out to me and told me they've ordered stuff from them, have not regretted it and say they're never going to go back. And I have never gone back either and never will. They have phenomenal products. The secret is great, simple ingredients. I mean, that's just like cooking too. So go over to KingsmanGroomingPros.com, put an HGBT in a memo field. So there's this conspiracy theory going on, a rumor going around that because of how the Democrats, how the big progressives have handled the economy with the thing, the V word that can't be mentioned or your show will get censored for the past couple months before the riots broke out, because it was so bad how they were handling it, the contrast from how the conservatives' limited government approach was, even though generally, to be fair, Donald Trump shut down the economy or suggested governors do it, and that was the terrible move. But there was a noticeable difference between how the conservatives or the GOP, two different, I understand the GOP is not conservative, but there was a big divide between how the GOP and the Democrats were handling it. And there's this rumor going around that, or a conspiracy going around that these riots are being used and being propped up and extended to hide the big screw-ups that the Democrat cities and counties and states did compared to the GOP. Just a conspiracy theory. You know, we love to do that on Reform Jellicle. We're having Phil Johnson on to talk about what do you do when your church goes woke. So don't miss that Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch us live if you support us over at patreon.com/Reform Jellicle. Now, before I was going on, I was praying in my quiet time, reading some verses, and I was thinking from a parental perspective. From a parental perspective, Numbers 14:18 says, "The Lord is slow to anger and abounding in loyal love, forgiving iniquity and transgressions, but by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children until the third and fourth generations." And as a father, as a lot of you know, or as a parent, there is this heaviness about you, or a heaviness, a responsibility with your kids, where you don't want your kids to experience the same sins that you did. You don't want your kids to sin at all. You want your kids to be passionate about the Lord, to love the law, not just obey it, but be passionate about it and to understand the joy that comes in it, the life that abounds from obeying God. But there's this fear, at least for me, and I'm sure from you, or as you as parents, that you don't want your kids to be impacted, to have that same legacy that maybe your dad had, and your grandfather had, and you have. And you don't want that passed down to your kids. You want that broken. You want that legacy to be done away with. I was thinking about It's Good to Be a Man and what those guys do over there. talking about what it means to be a biblical man, talking about what it means to be a father and fatherhood and a home. I mean, it's great. You should check it out. But man, that's just so hard. And that's something that almost haunts you. Do you think about your sins? You think about your past life and say, is this going to be something that carries on with us to our third and fourth generations? Is it going to be passed down to my son? Is my son going to struggle with the same sins that I struggled with? Is my son, because of my sin, going to be skewed and damaged so that he's going to have issues? And to some extent, yes. I mean, I am a sinner. I'm not a perfect parent by any means. My wife's not a perfect parent by any means. But obviously, God can heal those wounds and God can restore us. And one of the things that I was thinking about with this is that he does not clear the guilty, he says, in visiting the iniquity on the father's children. In 34. The guilty are the ones visiting the iniquity. Contrasted to what we have in the new covenant, what we have that God has given us, Ephesians 4:24, and to put on the new man who has been created in God's image and righteousness and holiness that comes from truth. See, this is the hope that we have as parents. This is what the hope is we have as individuals, as leaders of our family, as leaders of all kinds, that we do not live in our sins. We do not live as guilty people that need to have these consequences visited to our third and fourth generations, but that we have Christ's righteousness on us and we are not seen as guilty. And so the legacy can be broken, that our kids do not have to be raised up the way that we were raised or have to struggle with the same sins that we struggled with. I love this. This is something that Gabe and David from the Cross Politics show really helped me with early on, and when I got to know them, and raising our kids in faith that God is going to save them, raising them in faith that God is going to do works in them, raising them in faith that sin will not lead into death, but that they will give their lives to Christ and declare him as Lord and live lives of faith and be parenting in a way of faith that you believe that God will work in their lives and save them. What does this have to do with the rights, you might be asking? See, just as true as that is in this parental context, it's true in our society. It's true in these states, in these cities that are run by progressives. It's true by those run by conservatives, because again, conservative isn't GOP, conservative isn't Christian even. In fact, if you're not a Christian and you're conservative, you're very inconsistent in your logic, because you, by definition, to conserve what was founded on the Bible, you should be a Christian. But what people need is not to abolish the police, although it may need to be changed as to be more biblical. What we need is not more bowing down by white people to black people. What we need is not more government programs. And this is what I want to drive home to you, is these communities, and this is what we need to preach, this is what we need to talk about, is look at where, and I know I'm talking and preaching to the choir here, but this is what I want to encourage you, choir, to sing. I want you to be belting out this chorus to the world. Is, do you see what your Savior has brought you? Your Savior, the government. Have you seen what your God has brought? Chaos, anarchy, looting, riots, injustice, oppression. Your God, the government, has done this. Detroit, Chicago, New York, San Francisco, LA. Even in conservative states, these things are happening in liberal cities. Places where Democrats have held that big government has held control for sometimes 100 years. Baltimore, I think it's been 100 years it's been run by Democrats, if I have it correct. And the only thing that is going to save you, Baltimore, New York, the world, The only thing is going, the only hope you have to break the legacy that you have grown up in, that your parents have grown up in, that your great grandfather has grown up in, the only thing that will break the cycle is Jesus Christ. And this is what we need to be pointing out. It's not just enough to say, hey, just come to Jesus, but we need to point to the problem. Your gods aren't saving you. Your gods aren't making you successful. Your gods aren't allowing you to build wealth within your family, to build wealth for yourself as an individual. Your gods aren't allowing you to provide for your kids, to give them a better life than what you had. It's creating a cycle that's going back over and over and over again. And we need to sing this to them. We need to preach this to them, because when we in our lives feel this joy that God has given us, this eternal life, that we can walk in faith, we can raise our kids in faith, we can start our businesses in faith, that God can break the chains, He can break the cycles, and that there is hope in the future, not despair, that there is optimism in the future, not negativity, that there is freedom to be had, not bondage. We need to share that with them. And it goes so much deeper than vote Republican, vote for Donald Trump. It's not that those are bad things. I'm voting for Donald Trump. I'm going to vote Republican down the line because the Democrats are wicked and evil. But it's stop looking to these gods to save you. You want to be a successful business person someday? You want to be a successful entrepreneur? You want to climb the ranks of a company? You want to get educated, not go to college per se, but to get educated? Then you need to reject these gods, these government gods that will give you a small piece of food in the sense of entitlement, unemployment, government checks, food stamps, little pieces of food covered in poison that is destroying not just yourself, but your legacy, your children's children. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, but choir, sing louder. It is time to sing. It is time to sing and go so much deeper than Republican versus Democrat. This is your God versus my God. And it's time for us to be the Elijah that starts taunting. I thought government would save you. I thought the government was all we needed to protect ourselves. I thought we didn't need weapons because the police were there. Well, apparently they're not. Apparently they're not. And they're destroying businesses. It's one of the most heartbreaking things to see these minority-owned inner city businesses. They've been struggling their whole lives. This one guy, he said he was putting money away for his house to build up his house, and his house got destroyed in the riots. Your gods won't save you. They'll destroy you. And I know that eats at you. I know that eats at you. That eats at me. So the first thing we need is a repent from our idolatry, from the gods of government. They don't save. And the reason why we're seeing this to such an extent in such a clear picture is because when we need saving, we go to who we worship. And a majority of America goes to the government, and look at what it produces. And I'm not just talking about the riots. I'm talking about what we did with COVID-19. I'm talking about the virus. Look at what the gods brought us. The gods that America worships bring death. They bring destruction, not just eternally, not just spiritually, but in every way, economically, our businesses, our finances, our economy, our government, our society, our culture, dead, gone, nothing. And there's not going to be a clearer time to preach this than now. It is not time to bow down farther. It's not time to create more gods, collect more people to worship, to collect more people to bow down in the street. It's time to throw off this world. It's time to throw off these false gods and worship the true and living God. Preach it faithfully, preach it clearly, and understand the times, understand what's really going on, so you can be as wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove, and fight the good fight. So let's go out, be successful. We'll talk to you tomorrow.